Hi, my name is Hiro Sato, and I was born and raised in San Diego. I went to Scripps Ranch High School, and I graduated with the class of 2003, and after, I was accepted into my first choice, which was San Diego State. I'm currently a fourth year, and my current major is microbiology, and after a couple more years, I hope to be accepted in pharmacy school. I'm not quite sure which pharmacy school I plan on going to, but for any other schools, that's the main reason why I'm taking physics, because it is a prereq for any of the pharmacy schools that I go to. This is one of the hardest classes I've taken so far at State. I do invest a lot of time into understanding the text, and we also do form study groups with our physics group, and I also do study more at home. Doing well in this class is really important because I know I have some tough classes ahead of me in grad school, and because this class is so challenging, it helped me to prepare for it by helping me reorganize my study habits and plan my time more efficiently. I seriously don't think I've had to work so hard for a class before, and if you don't believe me, you can even ask my girlfriend if anyone felt the reorganization of my time as her. Well, anyways, I really want to make it in this class because I want to feel the self-assured feeling of hard work being paid off and the feeling that I can learn anything, and that if I work hard enough that I can actually appreciate any of the various theories and subjects presented to me. And even though my major is microbiology, I want to be a well-rounded college student and learning as much as I can in subjects that'll make me smarter. And the nice thing about physics is that I can actually apply it to even the real world. For instance, one of my hobbies is riding a motorcycle now. And with physics, I actually learned that I can even apply physics when I'm even leaning into turns and things like that with friction with my tires, and how I'm going to have less friction when I'm churning, and with how far I can actually churn depending on how much force is going into the churn and things like that. And in my opinion, the purpose of the problem-solving method is so we can actually break down the problem so it'd be easier for us to understand. It helps us organize our thoughts and make our solutions and proofs a lot more clean-cut. And it simplifies the physics down from complicated general word problems to simpler series of steps. In general, the wider sense of physics will be very useful to me when I get older, because I think one of the most important things in physics is learning how to interpret data, to understand charts and applying information, and then being able to create your own diagrams based on the information that you are presented to with. And like I said, I do like college. I'm hoping my college career at State will take me a lot farther, and my dream would actually be able to get into UCSF for pharmacy school and get my doctorate in pharmacy. I expect to complete all the prereqs at State, and then I hope that'll help me achieve the goal in becoming a professional I hope to be. And then with that, I also do enjoy college very much. I'd rather be a college kid learning different things every day in class than having a regular 9-to-5 job, because I do work full-time in the summer. And then even though when I'm in college, it's a lot harder than just working a 9-to-5 job, it is more interesting just because you know that everyone in the class is going through the same thing that you are. And it's just not as routine as just working a regular job every day from 9-to-5. And it's also given me a great feel for academic diversity. But pledged for Alpha Psi Rho when I was a first year, so far I've been in it for 3 years. But since school's become a lot harder for me, especially when because I'm in a science major, I'm cutting back on the fraternity, and I'm not as active as much as I used to be. And that's also a reason why, because I want to actually graduate, and I also want to focus harder on school and get better grades. But whenever we do hang out, especially when they need a lot of people during rush week, it is still a lot of fun to be able to help them out, but I'm pretty much leaving it to the newer guys to take over the fraternity now, because I am a fourth year, so I need to get out of here, and I hope to get out of here in about 2 more years. So, but now that I'm serious, more serious in my college career, I learned that balance is everything, and that you can't have too much of one thing, fun or work, otherwise you wouldn't get anywhere. And this is one of the most hardest classes, and that because of that, it helped me find that balance. And hopefully, in the end, my grade will prove that I was able to succeed in physics. And that is pretty much about it. Thank you.